is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Your cast, last, now everybody go talk breakfast.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by BTC, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, Dunkin' Donuts, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Island Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, J.S. Johnson, KFC, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, and Tropical Gyros.
Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. The Friday, January 27th edition is on and popping. Your boy Naughty and your company right up until 6 p.m. Happy Friday, everybody. I hope you have a great weekend coming up. And yeah, let's get into it. We got lots to talk about today. All right. But before we get into, you know, the headlines brought to you by Fine Threads, I'm going to make sure we're all in a good place, in a good space as we chop it up for the next couple of hours. You know how to chime in. Phone lines are open, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Text lines powered by BTC. That's 422-GR98. That's 422-GR96, 422-GR96, 422-4796. Cable channel 969, BTC flow channel 612. And, of course, stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go, guardiantalkradio.com. That's guardiantalkradio.com. All right. So let's get your brain teaser out of the way. You got between now and the top of the news and the 5 o'clock hour to get your answers in. Phone lines or text lines. It's all good. It's Friday. And where do we go? Where do we start? Let me see, because y'all look like y'all on Google today. So y'all was Googling yesterday. All right. Wow. Okay. Recent survey. This is amazing. Recent survey, and you know what we're playing for. Joker's Wild Party Passes, Dunkin' Donuts coupons, KFC coupons, and of course, lunch or dinner trays from Naughty Johnny's. Bam, fully loaded. Recent survey, 100 Bahamians, 50 men, 50 women, all right? Recent survey, like I said, survey revealed that, this is crazy, 46% will not do this by themselves. Now, there's 50 men and 50 women surveyed, and the survey revealed that 46%, all right, a whopping 46%, said they will not do this by themselves. What is it? That's your mind-bending brain teaser. Get at me. You know how to get your answers in? While you work on that, I'll work on this. Your headliners. Who are us making headlines in the 242? All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. All right? And, of course, new arrivals in stock right now, both Fine Thread locations, Top of the Hill, Mackey Street, the flagship store, and the Southwest Shopping Plaza location. Both those stores open for you 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Also, you can shop online. Simply need to log on to finethreads.com. Check out all the merchandise. Do your shopping online, then arrange for pickup. And anyway, what's we got today with the headliners? Who are West making headlines in the 242? Who's blazing up the pages of the Nassau Guardian? News and views at Madison's 1844. Huge headline today. We're doing all that we can. PM defends government's approach to fighting illegal migration. Hold on. Mr. Producer, that's a joke, eh? Because I know jokes, and I'm saying that reads like a joke to me. Is that satire? Was that an attempt by the PM at satire, or is he serious? Dear God. I can't get over this. PM defends approach to fighting illegal migration. Story by Travis Cartwright Carroll. Responding to criticism in some quarters that the government is not doing enough to address illegal migration, Prime Minister Philip Davis yesterday defended his administration's approach, arguing that it's doing everything it can Maybe they can tell us what else we can do. What else you can do? Use the drones. If we paid for them and we got them in ambient use, use the drones there. Intensify the Royal Bahamas Defense Force planes, if we still got them working. Make sure they beef up patrols. Intensify more patrols from the Royal Bahamas Defense Force, provided the boat's still working, if they ain't all run aground. Set up a base in Inagua, a proper base, that'll turn them right back around. For starters. Then find out why some are allegedly showing up with work permits in hand already. Or within a matter of days or weeks, getting them. Track that down. See who's signing for said work permits. See who's facilitating that. Another suggestion. We're doing all we can. Can I call BS, Mr. Prime Minister, please? Really? Okay. We know that we're doing all that we can. Last year, we repatriated over 3,500 Haitians back to Haiti. There were over 40 incidents of our Defense Force sending boats and intercepting vessels and returning them over the last year. Can we get copies of that data? How is that data determined? Can you break it down for us? If we had a proper Freedom of Information Act, we should be able to get this as a citizenry, as voters. Mr. Davis, I don't know, man. Mr. PM, I don't know. I don't know if you're doing all you can. I remember you campaigning on the words of, we are Bahamians of Haitian descent. We're apart now to be together later, whatever that meant. We can do more. I got to call BS on that. We can do more. Now, do we want to do more? That is the big question. Naughty, with the newspaper articles regarding the Haitian crisis, I wonder if they think the Bahamas have a crisis yet. The sloops are swarming in. Do we have a crisis yet? What will it take? Close our embassy in Haiti and lock down our borders? Moratorium on all new permits and some renewals? Are we serious? Yeah, I mean, listen. They're doing all they can, all right? They're doing all they can. Naughty, the PM and his gang can resign ahead of the next election. That will speed up the process and help a great deal.
Wow.
Let's go to the phone lines. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on, man?
Hey, what's happening, brother?
Hey, listen, optics is a very serious thing, you know. Even if this government something, even if they had a pair to go to the court and try to get the injunction and lift,
mm-hmm.
a pair that they made an attempt to knock down the shutdown.
If they ran through the motions and got denied, but exactly. they ain't done a thing.
Even if they had put defense force officers there out on the Nagua, even if they had a pair to make it seem as if they doing something, I don't think the Bahamian people are being as angry and as disgruntled and as dissatisfied as they are right now. But when it appears that you're doing nothing, you're only saying that the only time you say something is when somebody exposed the Haitians and you come but you defend the Haitians. That's the only time you come but you say something.
And listen, I think when we talk about illegal migration, we need to look at all and sundry because it's not just one nationality that's abusing the system here.
No, but it's only one nationality that's the problem. There's only one nationality that doesn't adopt to the system. There's only one nationality that brings their way of life to the Bahamas.
Yeah. Only one nationality. No. Now, with all due respect, let's go shake down some of them gated communities and see who on the run for white-collar crime and boiler rooms and alleged stuff like that. That ain't helping us, no. They continuing their way of life.
No, it's not helping us, not. They're continuing their way of life. But again, let's go back to optics again. We don't see no other nationality.
No, but guess what? That don't mean if we don't see it, the problem don't exist and they ain't raping and pillaging us in their own way, you know. So if we're going to go illegal migration, let's do all in sundry so we have no problems. Yeah. Lift up every stone, shake up every cobweb, you know what I mean? Turn on every doormat. Let's make it happen.
And I agree. The illegal migration problem should be straight across the board. But again, let's look at the problem. Let's look at the one who's causing the bomber's problem, who's causing the one in our educational system, in our health system, in our national insurance, our national security. But the Haitians, because the Haitians are the majority,
And I get that point that you're making. That is the focal point. That is the hot topic issue. I get it.
Yeah, we all know that the Chinese, the Filipinos, the Greeks, and so forth, we all know that they're here. But again, they're not the ones.
And don't forget everybody from South America, papi, because everybody is there. You know what I'm talking about?
Hey, let's go easy with the South America.
The Latinos, man. No, man, we have to call everybody, man. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. Two man Willy can stay running, they can stay running too, my friend.
Let's go back to optics. If it appears that you're doing something, but it appears that you're doing nothing. The only thing you're doing is just traveling. Whenever you get a chance, we get a sound bite. Come on, man, make it look like you're doing something.
I agree. At least go through the motions.
At least go through the motion and file.
And you have every opportunity in Parliament to put some, you know, legislation through to just, you know, question and agitate why hasn't that decision been made regarding the shanty towns?
You know, straight across the board, and not just that. Brave went to Argentina to speak about the Asian problem. Why did you speak about the Asian problem in the Bahamas? What, are you afraid to hear the Haitians? Are you afraid of the Haitians? I'm hearing
because the man admitted on video he's a Bahamian Haitian descent, but you don't even run any cousins them hot, allegedly.
So, again, it goes back to optics. It appears that you're doing nothing. So when you say that you're doing all the best you can, you're doing the best you can for who?
Exactly. That's a great question. Now, you're talking to optics, right? I see all the nationalities you be going down. You was very, very defensive with one in particular, optics. Don't let Goodyear and BBL fool you. That's illegal migration, too.
I mean, listen, let's just go to the run. Let's go to the hospital.
I tell you.
Let's go to the hospital and come and report like in the industrial sector. Let you work in there. Straight here and slant eyes.
Hey! We better have a good weekend, Grandmother. Early. Good stuff as always. Let's go to the next call, Mr. Producer. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this? They there or they gone? All right, let's check the text lines. Naughty, great show as usual. DJ Langman International today. He played Ricky Martin and Dub. The guys love Ricky Martin Dub plates. You have a tough challenge ahead of you. I don't play no music, man, but Ricky Martin, I ain't playing no Ricky Martin now. You trust me, I ain't playing no Ricky Martin. Now, you're talking about Christopher Martin. You saying Ricky Martin or Christopher Martin? Now, if you want some Christopher Martin, I fling down some Christopher Martin Dub for you. Mr. Producer. Grab one, Christopher Martin, your choice, please. Let's go to the break with Christopher when we go to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty.
Hey, what's going on, Jeff?
Well, radio. Very interesting comments from the previous caller.
Yeah, man.
I have a step beyond that. You know, saying that this issue has been so pervasive over all these decades, you know, it lends one to try to understand who all may be involved in this illicit trade. This illicit trade has at least five tentacles to it, and obviously some bodies in this
five that you can see
is benefiting significantly from this trade. You know, we could look at everything from prostitution straight down to human trafficking in this whole scenario. And I don't want anyone to think to allow this one vexing problem to fly over their head. Yes, the Haitians are in particular being targeted because they are the largest violators of our immigration issues. We're not saying that the Filipinos aren't involved. We're not saying that the Americans is not involved. We're not even saying that the Chinese. But when it comes down to the nation's social security fabric, has been negatively impacted by these immigrants who don't understand that there are struggling tax-paying Bahamians in this country who the monies that we have to spend on is being grossly impacted because we are struggling in this country. That is why the anger index is so high. Listen, I could say this much, Naughty, and I said this to someone this morning. To get from Haiti here legally, the right way, could be a plane ticket round trip for $600, $700. If you could find anywhere from $2,500 to $5,000 a head to jump on a vessel to take 5 to 6 days to travel from Haiti here illegally, and you could find that kind of money, why don't they come in the right way, visit, and then go back home? So when I say transnational, it means that these persons, captain, captaining these vessels, obviously collecting huge monies, but who are those captains working on behalf of? This thing stinks all the way to the top, and somebody in immigration, somebody in the Bahamas government, got to have some idea from intelligence who these people are. And that's what angers the Bahamian people. Thanks for taking my call, Naughty.
As always, Jeff, great stuff as always. Good points. And listen, I get the sentiment which you're making. I just want to say that at the same time, valid points, good stuff. But if we go, you know, make a step in that direction toward dealing with it all and sundry, then that's what we need to do. And look at all and sundry as we deal with it. All right, let's check some of the text lines. Naughty, I'll start. Oh, listen to this one. Naughty, I will start with the man in the mirror. I will not hire any more Haitians and build my house for cheap labor. P.S. Naughty, I'd like to invite you to my housewarming party next. You fun idiot. Oh, God. Naughty, I apologize for calling you white yesterday. Thought you can take a joke, but by the way, I got Terry Miller contact and communicate with him about getting help from his men in the farm. Saw that. I appreciate that. And I can take a joke. That's why I hit you back with sarcasm. That's all. It's all good. But yeah, that's good stuff, man. I appreciate you doing that. They could use the support, and they'll do a great job. Now, listen, here's another one. Naughty, your call is wrong. Dominicans and yard man them here swinging people out of their money, too. They're mechanics. Don't forget that. And fishermen. Wow. All right, let's go to the phone lines. I got two callers, man. Boy, y'all hot today. Good stuff. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, Naughty, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, Gardner?
Naughty, so tell me something. Seems like the Bahamian diplomats get over
Haiti, man. Hey, Gardner, I'm trying to get to that, but obviously we got callers calling in with good stuff. But my question is, we here laying out the red carpet, more or less, right? Because I hear Sloop just landed like 5 seconds ago, but now the PM orders Bahamians to leave Haiti.
And they can't leave.
And they got issues. I hear they can't get out from all around.
Like, get out of Santa Bahamas, hell.
No, but now at some point, if you have diplomats in that country,
right,
and you have Bahamians in that country, you have an airplane allegedly still there with staff that can't get to the plane or out of the airport, and you can't get Bahamians can't have access to exit, then you need to call United Nations. You got to get a peacekeeping helicopter in there and fly them people out. Fly them up over and away.
Something don't sound right there without a military. Who in control?
I don't know, man. And
what about the Haitian shot of the fair? What happened? He ain't got no connection. The Haitian police ain't checking, ma'am.
I don't know, but at the end of the day, I thought, you know, if you're a diplomat and you worked in the embassy down there, you know, you had diplomatic immunity. To get the whole shakedown treatment is kind of wrong.
Yeah.
Especially when their diplomats don't go through that here.
Like I say, we don't have an illegal immigration problem. We have an immigration problem. That's what we have. We're a small nation, man. You know, we have 250,000 people, not 350 or 4,000.
We got about 400,000, man.
They strange us. They ain't no Bahamians. You understand me?
If they hear, we got to, you know, get everybody in order. You know, find out who is who and what is what, you know?
Yeah, and then they put the statement on down that they're gonna put a moratorium on work permits until the Haitian government, you know what I mean, deal with the information that they're receiving from them, whether it's good or not. Come on, man, you shouldn't have to be worrying about the information. You need to be worrying about the numbers you have in this country.
And you should not wonder why how many who had recently arrived getting work permits overnight. Plenty we got to look at, man. I got
all them work, like once you get a work permit once, that's
well. Well, I don't know. We got to keep an eye on that. But I got a couple other calls, Guardian, yeah, man. Let me get to them. Have a good one, man. Always good stuff. Always good contributions. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this? Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. All right, you didn't have no patience? Call me back. Naughty, I agree with Jeff. Either the minister knows who the people are or has had his hand controlling the ship. Wow. So 96.9 FM, who's this?
C. Allen Johnson. Naughty, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on, man? C. Allen, everything good?
Yes. I just want people to understand what is happening in our country. The Prime Minister has basically admitted that he should basically tender his resignation. He says that, I don't know what else to do. Maybe somebody else can tell me what to do.
We're doing all that we can. I mean, what all that we can. I mean, the suit just landed. I mean...
But he's doing what they can. Let's face, for instance, the shanty town. Who created the laws in the Bahamas? Whenever you hear there's a law blocking Bahamians or blocking the government from doing something, they could go into Parliament and modify the law.
Bingo.
Okay.
It could have been done by the previous administration, the minister's administration, and this administration.
This is pure gaslighting. This is what's been going on. It's a plan, reverse gentrification of the Bahamas to create a system, an economy of scale of low-wage workers for a consumption basis. When you talk about, 3,500 people have been stopped, how many people have not been stopped? We are quite capable of building a digital Chinese wall around the Bahamas to totally stop this immigration and solve this issue. The problem is that the government would then have to face some additional issues, such as the inability and failure over decades to provide affordable housing in the Bahamas. I'm not talking about affordable homes for purchases, affordable housing. The fact that they failed to address the citizenship issue. We talk about Article 7 in the Constitution. They always leave out the Part 2 of Article 7, giving the government the ability to put additional requirements to being born in the Bahamas. You just can't say being born in the Bahamas. You could say legally entry. You could put all kind of different requirements. The Constitution actually protects that so no one could contest it. Okay? So when you begin to look at the fact, you say, listen to what it does. It says we have to provide medical care. The international agreements we signed does not say that. It says we must provide access to medical care, not free medical care. The international agreements we signed say we must provide access to education, not free education. The fact that you have individuals coming here getting paid minimum wage and then have to pay rent from it because we're allowing work permits to be issued without the accommodations for health, accommodations for housing, and the likes. And so if the Prime Minister has no solutions, there is one afforded to him in the Constitution. It's called a general election. I invite him to go and invoke, which only he has the authority to do, before the actual expiration in 2026.
Now, you know, you got a couple more frequent flyer miles to earn before that happens.
Yeah, but see, what happens is the fact that all of these problems we are facing is solvable in the instant, but it doesn't benefit the select few who have always benefited of the Bahamas for the last 50 years. 50 years ago, we had a population of 200,000 with $600 million GDP. We now have double the population with $16 billion GDP, including the informal economy. Isn't it funny that we doubled the population but went from $600 million a year to be shared to $16 billion, but we are poorer, more poverty, more everything else? And so unless Bahamians begin to recognize the warning Sir Lyndon Pinlan gave them, unless today, I don't know what you did yesterday, unless today you are prepared to fight for your country, you do not deserve it. You can imagine this. I just want you to think about this, Naughty. You have individuals in this town saying, without illegal residents, the industries will collapse.
Yeah, I heard that, especially the
construction industries and everything else. I want you to imagine that you have tens of thousands of Bahamians unemployed. Then you're saying that we need lower wage workers than even the ones unemployed to keep the economy going, as opposed to right-sizing the economy. When you start talking about the livable wage of $650 a week, why don't you multiply that by the workers? And you'll see there's billions of dollars left over still for profit if you only count the salaries of the workforce. And so it begins to tell you, we don't have an economic problem. What we have is a wealth distribution problem. And because Bahamians have been indoctrinated to vote for the axe, because the handle was once part of them, is amazing. The trees are voting for the axe because the handle was once part of them. We have to actually begin to recognize that there's a crisis outside of us, but no one can overcome us except for the enemy inside of us, which is us.
Ah.
Until we
starts at home first.
Recognize that we can fix this. in the instant, because no one could exist in the country. If I don't care if it's 60,000 or 70,000 of them amongst 300,000 individuals. And one, the best thing we have right now to solve this is the digital fence and the laws of the Bahamas to fix it right away. You know, you say, you know what happens? If Naughty hires somebody legally, he's supposed to get a $5,000 to $10,000 fine.
Ah, but that don't happen.
No, but guess what, Naughty? If I now say anybody who report a person working illegally in the Bahamas will get 20% of the fine, $1,000.
Yes, so, oh, Lord, here we go.
But that's all of us become immigration officers.
Oh, that's turning the dog to bounty hunter. See, yeah, Alan, how's next Friday we pick up this conversation, man, and we have it in depth, man?
Absolutely. But just I'm saying to you, you have nothing because you demand nothing. And just remember what Fred Mitchell said and what the rest of the world said. Power concedes nothing without a demand, but a demand is never conceded to a constituent on his knees. You can't demand anything.
All right, man, good stuff. I'll talk to you next Friday. I'll line it up during the week, man. We got to pick this up and continue this. Let's see where we are from this week to next week in regards with this immigration situation. Always good hearing from C. Allen. All right, let me wrap up the headlines real quick. All brought to you, of course, by Fine Threads. Take a quick break. Then we'll continue with the buzz, brought to you, of course, by John Shoes. We'll get into the global warming, heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less, brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And we'll take my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break on the flip side of the break, all right? But before we get there, let me check out the last couple of headlines for you. Survey, most public schools teachers don't feel appreciated. Story by Candia Danes. Read more on that. Red flags and trouble brewing there. Watson now a consultant at ZNS. On top of his position at the OPM. Okay. I tell you. But, I mean, Clinton knows his stuff in regards to news and whatnot. So, I mean, I understand the consultancy. Man shot outside his home, dies in hospital. Men charged with Royal Bahama Defense Force Marines murder. And the PM, I've asked the AG to address Shantytown injunction. Finally, address it. Why don't you do something about it? Mr. Producer, you got that Christopher Martin, man? The champagne? All right, let's line it up. Let's take this quick call and let's get to the break. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hi, how you doing?
All right.
Yeah, I'm just calling. I'm just listening to the Caribbean news, and so many of the Caribbean countries are going through the same thing the Bahamas is going through.
Okay.
Okay, just listening. So the callers, and especially that last caller, who believe he knows it all, C. Allen Johnson.
The Caribbean, smart individual.
The Caribbean countries are going through the same thing, but we come on this talk.
But what are they doing about it, ma'am?
Okay, you listen to it.
No,
listen to the Caribbean.
You just listened to it.
The only one.
Hold on,
going through the same thing and but, don't do it, knowing what they're doing.
But hold on, you telling me it's going on within the region? You watched the report. What did they do in the region?
The report right
okay,
now,
and what are the governments in the region doing about the problem?
Updated report. The same thing with Mr. Davis is saying that it's a comprehensive thing, and the government is doing it. Take time. Okay?
Ma'am.
Not because Mr. Davis has the headline in the papers. That's not all they're doing. Listen to the minister. They're making changes. I heard him last night.
Okay,
right?
But again, let me ask you. No,
the Bahamas is the only country that is going under the Bahamas government. You know what they're doing, and they ain't doing nothing. It's
ma'am,
wrong.
Let me ask you a question, though. You watched the report. You can hang up, and you can keep your yellow spectacles on, too, the next time you call, or you could take them off. Blindly defending without backing up what you're saying makes no sense. So your point was you listened to a report in the region from the Caribbean Network. Now, what did it say? Did they have a migration problem within the region? Now, can you tell me what those countries are doing in relation to the migration problem? No, you couldn't. You just got on your soapbox and grandstanded and blindly defended. We've done nothing. That's why we have the problem. And this administration. And don't say they're doing all they can when the headline says, Davis, I've asked the AG to address Shantytown injunction. That means they ain't done nothing yet. That's why he's asking him to address it. Mr. Producer, take me to the break. Blind hypocrisy gets us nowhere. Objectivity is the order of the day on Talking Heads. Bring down the Christopher Martin, man. Champagne for all of my friend them, F&M and PLP them, COI them, Undecided them. And unobjective call is them. I got love for you all too. Thanks for listening. Let's go to the break.
Real pain for me, some friends. We no one see the pagan them. No wolf in a sheep clothing, no. Champagne for me, real friends. Real pain for me, some friends. Me bust up lungs for the ones them wants. Me rise from the beginning, stardom. Will make some fake friends start move like idiot. See we things and I wish I shouldn't we that. But I jaggy we blessings. So go bad mind ya and stop pre what's not yours, my friend. Your dirty thoughts are not hiding. Like some foxes in the bush, them sly when them see you arise, them while you slip back into silence. But I'm telling them, champagne for my real friends, what? Real pain for my champagne.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
When I had got prostate cancer, my family didn't know if I was going to live at Cancer Treatment Centers of America. Within days, I got an appointment. They presented me with treatment options, and they set up a robotic prostatectomy. When my scans came back, there are no signs of cancer. They don't see you as a number. They see you as a part of family. I'm going on with my life. It's a real gift.
Call us at Cancer Treatment Centers of America.
Want to be the MVP of the party for the big game this year? And win cash? Just take your favorite Frito-Lay chips, Cheetos, or Tostitos and salsa to the party, and you will be the MVP and have a chance to win cash. All you have to do is purchase any large Frito-Lay chips, Tostitos, salsa, or Cheetos from participating grocery stores. Think you can throw the football? Come and play the throw and win game this Saturday, January 28th, 1 to 3 p.m. at Solomon's Yamacro. Just throw the football through the uprights to win instant prizes. Frito-Lay chips distributed by Island Wholesale.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy.
And you play
Island Games.
We putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start. From the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius! Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good! Juicy fried chicken, mashed potatoes with gravy, and a hot buttery biscuit for only $5. That's genius! Part of the KFC Genius Menu, the KFC $5 snack box delivers on flavor and value. Need to feed more than one? KFC's Great Picks has got you covered. Packed with 4 thighs and 4 legs, fried to golden perfection, plus 4 buttery biscuits for only $20. More genius. Hungry for deals? The Genius Menu at KFC. It's finger-licking good.
Smarted once again, what? And leopards are trying to kill the sheep and the shepherds. That's why I say champagne for my real friends. Real pain for my sham friends. We no want to be pagan them. No, no wolf in a sheep clothing. No, no. Champagne for my real friends. Real pain for my sham friends.
All right, we continue right now with the Friday, January 27th edition of Talking Heads. 4:51 p.m. is the time. No FYI for you. Like to keep you in the know and get you where you want to go, all right? And don't forget, man, big things popping over there, John Shoes. All right, don't forget from now, all week long, right up until the 31st, all right, 25% off all women's items store-wide, 15% off all appliances and Sperry's, 10% off all Timberland brand items from today until the 31st, right up until the 31st. It's been going on since Monday, right up until the 31st of January. All right, so be sure to check out John's both locations, John's Plaza Carmichael and the flagship store over there on Rosetta today. All right? We're serving you. It is a pleasure. And don't forget, 25% off all women's items store-wide, 15% off all appliances in Sperry's, 10% off all Timberland brand items. All right, and it's going on until the 31st at both John's locations, so be sure to check them out. All right. Now let's get up into your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. And don't forget, man, KFC got great things going on, man. Big things popping over there at KFC Nassau. All right? So be sure to pop on in and check them out all weekend long. You know, they got the great deal going on for Crazy Tuesdays, all right? But in addition to that, don't forget, they got the genius menu going on at KFC, and it's finger-licking good, with deals starting at $5. Try the KFC one-piece snack box, Lego box filled with all your KFC favorites, right there, part of the genius menu at your favorite KFC location. And it's available for you for takeout and drive-through. Don't forget, drive-through's opening and frying until midnight. All right, let's check out the warming. We're seeing another planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you, of course, by KFC Nassau. Here we go. King Charles has apparently told disgraced Prince Andrew he needs to move out of the Buckingham Palace immediately. Charles is said to be planning a renovation of the palace that will take 10 years, including where Andrew is living. Michael Josephs was making $40,000 a year as a New York City school teacher until he quit to follow his passion. He now makes $120,000 a year as a dog walker. Heck, I'm moving to New York and walking dogs. The most streamed show of 2022 was Netflix's Stranger Things, which generated 52 billion minutes viewed, according to Nielsen. Streaming increased 27% in 2022. Inventing Anna's subject, Anna Sorkin, is developing a reality series about life under house arrest. Bob Hart's Abishola has been renewed for season five at CBS. Lance Curran, best known for his roles on 1970s television show James at 16 and the made-for-TV movie Salem's Lot, has died. He was 62. The creator of Knives Out movie says that Daniel Craig will be back. Knives Out 3 will be completely different, whatever that means. Pete Davidson and his new girlfriend, Chase Sui Wonders, made it tabloid official as photographers took pictures of them making out in Hawaii. Bristol Palin has revealed she's gone through a 9th breast augmentation surgery to fix the botched earlier one. Oh, Lord. And that's pretty much it. Kiki Palmer let it slip during her interview the other night with Jimmy Fallon that she's expecting a boy. All right, that's a wrap right there on your global warming. We're heating up the planet in 60 seconds or less. All brought to you by KFC Nassau. Let me slide into my Dunkin' Donuts coffee break. And don't forget, it's back at Dunkin'. The maple sugar bacon breakfast sandwich is back at your favorite Dunkin' location with the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Tap into maple flavor today at your favorite Dunkin' location. Downtown Bay Street, Paradise Island, Palmdale, Bernard Road with the drive-through, East Street South with the drive-through, Carmichael, the newest location, and at the airport, pre-clearance and post-clearance. So no reason for you not to be running on Dunkin'. Be sure to check out the Island Game as well, going into football weekend, theislandgame.com. Check out the sports book. Check out all the ways to play and win, and the Island Game always reminds you to play responsibly. All right, let's check out the phone lines real quick before we get to the break and head to the news. Talking Heads, Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Who's this?
Hey, no, I have to call in response to your last caller.
All right.
If I may, and I hope she's still listening.
No,
last caller.
Yeah,
man. Callers like you who would sit back and watch the illegal immigration take over this country because your party's at power. It's people like you that would sit back and watch FTX come and corrupt our political money and not say nothing because your party's at power. It's people like you that would watch Clint Watson sit back and be us press secretary and be a consultant inside ZNF and watch them turn ZNF back into a propaganda station and not say nothing because your party's in power. It's people like you that has the country the way it is right now. Thank you, Naughty.
Hey, no problem, man. Great stuff. You couldn't say it any better right there. All right, with that being said, let's just get to the break, man. You know, let's say one little Christopher Martin. Let's get a little commercial. Let's get to the news. And your answer today, for all of y'all who hit me and said the movies or go to the parties or whatever, listen, 46% of the Bahamian survey, 50 men, 50 women, said they will not do this by themselves. And you know what it is? Watch a scary movie. Can't do it. Can't watch a horror movie by themselves. They need somebody, some company, somebody to grab up and squeeze up on or scream up on or nanny up themselves around because they're scared of the movie. Yeah, that's the answer. Yeah, y'all didn't get it. I'll double it up on Monday. Christopher Martin, take me to the break. News coming up.
Champagne for my real friends. And real pain for my sharp friends. Whoa,
the pagan them, nor no wolf in a sheep clothing. All the ones who are dead up for me on my journey. This one is for you. Cause some people never see us and we know worthy. Abu, Jaggy, we be blessing. Jaggy, we be strength. Him give we life, him give we everything, it's evident. You can never stop me. Jah is always with me on my journey. And I say, champagne for real friends.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Fine style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slots hemmed or just taking the waist, the fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? The fine threads is your place. The fine style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
John, January sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on one of the greatest savings events of the year. 25 bags, accessories, and clothing in either of our John Shoe stores or John's Fast Fashion Clothing store. 10% off Timberland brand products, 15% off Sperry footwear, and don't forget our nursing and hospitality uniform store, John's Kearwear, which is also 25% off everything. Whatever your footwear needs, come into John's, Palmdale or Carmichael Road, January 24th through 31st, to start the new year off right. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, and sweet caramelized maple sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Believe me, wolves and leopards are trying to kill the sheep and the shepherds. That's why I say champagne for my real friends. Real pain for my sham friends. We no want to be pagan them. No, no wolf in a sheep clothing, no, no. Champagne for my real friends and real pain for my sham friends. My boss have long for the ones them was me running in stardom. Will make some fake friends start move like idiot. See we things and I wish I shouldn't we that. But I jaggy we blessings. So go bad mind ya and stop pre what's not yours, my friend. Your dirty thoughts are not hiding. Like some fox in the bush, them sly when them see you arise, them while you slip back into silence. But I'm telling them, champagne for my real friends, boy. Real pain for my sham friends, yo. Me boss a blank for the ones, them. Well, once see we from the beginning, rising.
Friday, January 27th edition of Talking Heads continues right now, man. First hour, man. Big up to all the callers. Big up to all the texts. Good stuff, man. Good stuff. We're into the 5 o'clock hour now, so obviously you know we're talking sports. And we set it off like we always do. You know, with Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Don't forget, it's Friday, happy hour at Naughty Johnny's. Well, we have the trip out there to the Old Fort Shopping Plaza, happy hour every Friday, every Wednesday and Friday, 5 to 7 p.m. It's going on right now, great highball cocktails. Great drink specials going on. Great food specials. Give them a call. 377-7776. So they got breakfast tomorrow. Starting at 9 a.m. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner all weekend long. And Naughty Johnny's breakfast starting at 9 a.m. All right. On this day, January 27th, in sports history, 1965. Ulf Stirner became the first Swedish-born player to appear in the NHL. Stirner only played 4 games in the NHL. 1967, Paige Cawthron became the first player to sign with the New Orleans Saints. 1973, the UCLA Bruins won their 61st consecutive game to break the NCAA record held by the University of San Francisco. 1984, Carl Lewis beat his own 2-year-old record by 9 1/4 inches when he set a new indoor world record with a long jump mark of 28 feet, 10 1/4 inches. 1984, Wayne Gretzky set a National Hockey League record for consecutive game scoring. He ended the streak at 51 games. The next night against the Kings, the Los Angeles Kings, the streak began on October 1983. All right? So that 84 year for Gretzky, man. You know? I was a monster year for him. 1991, Whitney Houston sang the Star Spangled Banner at the Super Bowl. That would be Super Bowl 25. Was that 25? XXV is 25, right? 10. Yeah, that's 25, I believe. 1992, former world boxing champion Mike Tyson went on trial for allegedly raping an 18-year-old contestant in the 1991 Miss Black America contest. 2002, the Montreal Canadiens became the first NHL team to score 10,000 home goals. The feat was achieved in the Canadiens' 2,675th regular season game. The goal was scored by Sergei Bersin, who had come to the team only 2 days before from the Phoenix Coyotes. And your sports quote of the day, if you don't do what's best for your body, you're short end. Julius Erving, Dr. J. And that's a wrap right there on Today in Sports History, all brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And don't forget, happy hour going on right now, 5 to 7 p.m. at Naughty Johnny's. Be sure to check them out. All right, I'm sure we got Earl the Pearl getting ready to chime in. Look out for Peter as well. Peter will be chiming in. But while I wait on those guys, let me get up into the home court. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And let's have a look at the local sports scene, the local sports landscape. All right? We got games continuing this weekend at Freedom Farm and JBLN. And an announcement from Freedom Farm as well, just breaking the 6 p.m. games and the 8 p.m. game tonight. The 6:15 and the 8:15 game tonight at Freedom Farm has been canceled in the 12U division. All right? Make updates will be announced later. But due to inclement weather and still wet fields from the rains last night and earlier today, those games have been postponed. All right, let's check out the local sports landscape. Bahamians meet up in the NCAA. King and the Blue Jays defeat Storr and the Red Storm. Story by Simba French. Bahamians A.J. Storr and Frederick King Jr. faced off against each other on Wednesday night in the NCAA Division I Big East action at the CHI Health Center in Omaha, Nebraska. In the end, King and the Creighton University Blue Jays easily took care of Storr and the St. John's University Red Storm 104-76. King came off the bench and played 13 minutes in the win for his team. He went 3-for-3 from the field, finishing with 7 points. The freshman also had 4 rebounds in the Blue Jays' 12th win of the season. They improved to a 12-8 win-loss record and a 6-3 record in the Big East. It was the career night for Storr. He had all players with 23 points in 32 minutes of play and was able to finish 9-for-16 from the field in the loss. The freshman went 3-for-5 from deep while picking up 2 rebounds. The Red Storm now posts a 13-8 record while having a 6-3 record in the Big East. Cox wins BCF national title. National Master Valentine Cox won the 2023 Bahamas Chess Federation BCF National Chess Championships, scoring an impressive 8 out of 9 points. Presenting Cox with the trophy is BCF President Kendrick Knowles. That's as seen in the picture today in The Guardian. Mingo's men's squad eliminated from the Hummel Cup. The University of the Bahamas Mingo's men's soccer side was knocked out of the Bahamas Football Association's BFA Hummel Cup competition after losing to the Dynamos 5-4 in penalty kicks after the match ended in a 5-5 tie. The match was an important one for the Mingos as Dynamos handed the team its last loss of 2022, and they were looking for a little payback. Read more in the Guardian Sports on that as well. All right, we got a full weekend of NFL action coming up as well with the playoffs. We'll talk about that. We'll also talk about, who's in and who's out, all coming up, all right, on the press box, on Talking Heads. This is me, the press box, having a flashback. But nonetheless, like I say, waiting for Pearly to zoom in. We got Pearly? Hey, where's Pearly? Where's the Pearl Man? Where's the Pearl Meister?
Where are you waiting for? Right here. Hey, in this corner. I'm trying to steal the people away.
What's going on, Pearly?
Well, just waiting on the football game to start.
What football you mean on? That's tomorrow on Sunday, man. Or Sunday, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm waiting on Sunday.
Listen, man, we got some other things to talk about, all right, as we get into who's in and who's out, all brought to you, of course, by Tropical Gyros. Be sure to check out the flagship store, Mackie and Rosetta, open until 6, and the newest location out there in the West, R&D Plaza JFK, open until 7. All right? Now, Purdy, we got to talk about a couple of things, man.
Okay.
Some coaching situations. First and foremost,
okay.
D'Amico Ryans, Looks like he's the top candidate for the Texans job. But now here's the red flag. He was a great player for the Texans, don't get me wrong, in his playing career. But if you look at it, he'll make the third straight African-American coach they've hired. And the previous two last of the season each, David Culley and then Lovie Smith last year. So to me, I don't know what type of job security Ryan's has going in. I mean, yes, I know it's enticing and it's exciting to be given an opportunity to be a head coach. And I think he'll do really well at it. But do you think Houston might be the right scenery for him? I don't know.
I wouldn't judge what happened with the last two just to be any indication of why. I wasn't too comfortable with the Lovie Smith hire anyway last year. So that don't bother me. So I think he'll be fine. I think if he goes and the Houston is on the brink of at least becoming a better team, he takes him that next step, he'll be fine.
I think
I think the problem is Lovie didn't take them to the next level, and that's what cost him his job.
Apparently, there's strong mutual interest between the two sides, and Ryan's is expected to meet with the Texans at some point next week. This according to Ian Rappaport and Tom Pelissero of the NFL Network. And this kind of opened things up because the first domino fell yesterday when Carolina hired Frank Reich, which kind of totally pissed me off because I was hoping they would hire Kellen Moore and we could have been alleviated of that albatross. But that didn't happen. But at the same time, Dan Quinn made his triumphant return back to Dallas, saying unfinished business.
Who's that?
Dan Quinn, Richard's office.
No, so, I find that signing very interesting.
Because
very
of Mike McCarthy, good old Bohemian saying, if you know what around, you won't be around. That's what that means. If you know what around, you won't be around. If McCarthy get off the bad start next year, he's out of there. Quinn's the head coach of the Cowboys. I want you to believe that.
I don't know. I think Quinn has been promised the job. I think they promised Quinn the job. I Quinn wants to be a head coach very bad.
Quinn is the next Jason Garrett, bro.
I think he's been promised the job. I honestly believe
just
that.
Like Jason Garrett was.
I won't be surprised if Mike McCarthy go next week and bring Quinn on as the head coach. It would not surprise me.
It wouldn't surprise me at all, especially if they hire some different coordinators. If they go after Mike Munchak to coach the offensive line, get a new running backs coach in there, that means the dynamic leans toward what I've been hearing in the draft. If Bijan Robinson's available in the 20s, Dallas is going to move up and grab him, which makes the most sense. Okay. Because obviously we have question marks with Tony Pollard with the injured fibula. Probably could get him back on a friendly deal or maybe franchise him and then work something out or give him an opportunity on that franchise to play his way back, you know what I mean, off the injury. But we gotta have a future contingency plan, and it's not Ezekiel Elliott. Last two 82 carries of the season for the Cowboys, he averaged 2.8 yards a carry.
In his defense, he was giving a ball third and goal, second and goal.
No, I'm
third and one, third and two. And he just had to grab that first down. That was his main. That was his main.
But a lot of times in the middle of the field, though, he was 2 yards in a cloud of dust.
Yeah, because he only needed 2 yards in a cloud of dust.
Well, he could take his $16 million a year and his 2 yards in a cloud of dust, and he could ply that trade elsewhere. Bye. Yeah,
right now, Miami don't have any running backs, you know. All three of Miami, Wilson, Montserrat, and are all free agents.
And you know what? Maybe with one of them coming back and an Ezekiel Elliott, you put your running back by committee down there, and it works for what he's trying to do.
No. You keep that $16 million down the road. We need somebody for something else.
All right. But apparently, Bijan Robinson seems to be excited. He kind of hopes that he falls to the Cowboys. I think it would be a good fit in the first round. But also on the radar for the Cowboys is the cornerback from Penn State, Porter Jr. That kid is off the chain. All the measurables. 6'2", 192, long arms. They compared him to Cromartie, which who was a bad boy in his day in the NFL. And not just making babies either. But
you know what I find very interesting, Naughty? You always tell when the first team get knocked out. And they got nothing else to do because they early get to do the first round pick.
But I done been through 4 mock drafts already, all right? 4 7 rounders, not just 1 round. 4 7 rounders.
Did you check out Mel Kiper's yet?
Yeah, Mel Kiper was the initial one who said Bijan Robinson. And guess what? I'm hoping he's right 2 years in a row because last year he called Tyler Smith from
Yes.
Toledo as the pick, and sure enough, I mean from Tulsa as the pick, and sure enough, that's who we got.
You
so
see who we, you see who we has in as and in and out. We talk about who's in, who's out. You see who we has in as the number one pick overall.
Who he's out as the number one?
Kid from Stout. That's his name, Stout. Yeah.
Here's another one with the kind of
the quarterback from who Georgia Bishop TCU? Eh? No. From one of them to other schools, not TCU. The one who had a great game.
Yeah, I know who you're talking about, the running back.
No, the quarterback.
The quarterback.
Stout. S-T-A-U-T, Stout.
But I'll tell you what, man. I got another mock draft that just came through. Looked like they're going after Cam Smith, the cornerback from South Carolina, which is a good pick. They also looking at, in the second round, Jeremy Gibbs, the halfback from Alabama. In the third round, Jordan Battle, the safety from Alabama. In the fourth round, offensive guard Jarrett Patterson from Notre Dame. Big boy. Big boy right there. This is a reach. This is a reach, but I really think this may work. Tight end Will Mallory from the Hurricanes. And not because he's a Hurricane, but he's one of those freakishly athletic tight ends. Linebacker D. Winters from TCU. And the last pick they got is Ronnie Bell, wide receiver from Michigan. And that might work. That's early mock drafts right there. But I think that's some of the things Dallas may want to address. I think they need to address the O-line. They need to address the defensive line, cornerback position, wide receiver. They got a lot to address. They got a lot to work out. It just depends on how and which direction they're going in free agency. Because I hear they're about to free up some cap room, restructure some contracts, possibly release Tyron Smith, possibly release Ezekiel Elliott, free up some cap room. And I hear the main target is defensive tackle from the Washington Commanders, Deron Payne, former superstar out of Alabama. Great season this year. Exercised his fifth-year option. They didn't exercise his option. He played out his fifth-year contract, had 11.5 sacks, covered a pass deflections, like 30 tackles for loss. It was a beast against the run. Not since Russell Maryland would the Cowboys have had such a dominant defensive tackle in the front line there. So I think it's something we need to explore.
You know, you really got me feeling really bad there now. You really got me feeling bad. Because if I know you was going to do an in-depth analysis of draft picks, I would have sit down and look at my Dolphins.
But, Pearly, that's for Monday. Really that's for Pearly. Pearly.
That's very unfair.
Pearly, this came off a very good moment of intestinal yoga, and I had some reading time. That's all it was.
You next time, give me the heads up, man.
But here's something that I know you got, all right? And that's kind of basically the hot stove news out of the NFL right now. Mahomes is going to play on Sunday. All right, before we get to the NBA, I know you had some hot stove news for me. We got some moving and shaking in baseball. What you got?
Actually, ain't nothing much happening yet because I thought some stuff was going to break down this week. But nothing to strike me off my leg. It's just a lot of talk about the talk right now is about where Ohtani going to go. Where he's going to end up being the Dodgers, a Giant, a Padre, a Met, and the talk is that the Dodgers probably has the front running.
But you only said one team. You only said one team in New York, and you know if you could say the Mets, then you may as well say the Yankees.
No, but the team in New York now is known as the Mets.
No, the team that runs New York will always be the Yankees.
No, was the Yankees. This dude's spending so much money right now.
That don't mean nothing, Burley. That don't mean nothing.
No, it means a lot to me.
You can't buy class. You can't buy it. And he lacks it. He lacks that Yankee pride.
Think so?
Yeah, man.
Think so?
Yeah, man. Yeah, definitely. Okay. Now, so nothing. Just the stove went cold.
What I do know is, I'll tell you this about the Dodgers. I would not be surprised if you see the Dodgers have two starters, actually three rookie starters, one being a pitcher this year. Do not be surprised. The kid I've been speaking about Michael Vargas for a while. I think Michael Vargas will probably get break in as a start second baseman. And then we got a kid, what's his name? He's gonna slip me right now. He's an outfielder. Oh Lord of mercy. Why can't I remember his name right now? Because I want to remember his name. Why can't I remember his name right now?
Hold on, man. You're the international calling for Caribbean World Series and thing here in the Bahamas, man. You should be able to say these names.
Then we got another kid who could possibly break in name, Michael Bush.
Bush.
Yeah.
And there ain't nothing wrong with that. I guess he came from the Bush Leagues.
No, but he's good. But what I like about Miguel Vargas is he has some Nassau roots in terms of spending 3 years here prior to being drafted. So, or signing actually. So that was kind of exciting to see like that. And then we got another pitcher named the two rookie pitchers that offer opportunities is Bobby Miller, who throws triple digits. And then you got the kid who got a good taste last year, and I think he's going to get a lot more this year, is Ryan Peplot. I can never pronounce his name properly. So look like the Dodgers have decided to go the youth route.
Prior to putting that money together
to sign in Ohtani or the Japanese sensation.
All right. Well, keep me posted on that, okay?
But based on what's happening over the weekend, we should have some stuff start percolating next week, particularly because you're going to get stuff, one or two other moves going to happen real soon. So let's keep posted. We'll talk soon more about baseball.
I got one more thing to powwow with you about baseball. I see Peter chiming in. Just hold him in the room. Just wait in the waiting room. We don't need no clinking and clanking and keys and change. I need just me and Pearly to finish this piece right here. Baseball Hall of Fame.
I know the first thing Peter's going to bring up anyway, so go ahead.
Yeah, baseball. Scott Rowland was the only one of the 28 candidates on the BBWAA Hall of Fame ballot to reach the necessary 75% support in results. And this was revealed on Tuesday. He joins Fred McGriff. Finally, the 16-member Contemporary Baseball Era Players Committee voted him in unanimously. My God, Fred McGriff should have been in long time. The crime dog? Come on, man.
Yeah, he should have been there. He should have been there years ago. Fred McGriff, he pissed me off many years, so he should have been there. Just on that fact alone that he made me mad so many times.
Now, this is a true testimony to the Baseball Writers Association of America wielding their power. All right. All right, Peter, cool. Just stay there. Be rapping baseball, nothing random.
I'm a big fan of the crime dog, and I have no idea why it took so long. A blind man living in a basement could tell you that he should have been in the Hall of Fame a long time ago. And it's just, you know, but don't get me started on the guys who get to vote for the Hall of Fame.
Now, that's my point about this. I'm looking at the list, right? And just entertain me for a couple of seconds here, fellas. Todd Helton got 281 votes. Billy Wagner, 265. Andrew Jones, 226. Gary Sheffield, 214. Carlos Beltran, 181. Alex Rodriguez, 139. Manny Ramirez, 129. Omar Vizquel, 76. Andy Pettit, 66. Really? And listen, I get Torrey Hunter, Francisco Rodriguez, Mark Burley, and Jimmy Rollins, and Bobby Abreu with the 60 or less votes. But Andy Pettit, the big horse, the war horse for the Yankees, he should be a Hall of Famer.
I don't know if he's doing that. Is this his first year?
Omar Vizquel should be there. Manny Ramirez, debatable, because I know he probably, you know, upset some of them.
Billy Wagner should be there.
A-Rod had a dark cloud. He had his moments, but I still think the overall body of work, he should be there. Jeff Kent. Yeah. Carlos Beltran should have had more votes in my vote. In my book, Gary Sheffield should be in there. Andrew Jones should be in there. Billy Wagner should be in already. And Helton should be in there.
Yeah, long time.
Long time. I don't know what's going on with these writers, man. It's crazy.
Pete Rose received 0 votes.
And guess what? Pete Rose should be in the Hall of Fame.
But I agree.
I love him.
You don't get punished enough. My God, man.
No, Earl.
I'm hot.
Earl, I love it. January 1st, 2023, sports betting was legal in Ohio, and he went and he bet on the Cincinnati Reds.
And did he win or no?
Well, there was no baseball at the time. January 1st, but he played veterans that just says he bet on the team. I was like, thank you, 81 years old. Like, yeah, stick it to the damn writers. I'm not going to play your stupid game anymore. Let me in, fine. I'm going to do. I'm going to live my life. Don't put me in.
81?
Oh, well, the game hasn't started yet because on January 1st, there is no baseball. So he bet on
81,
the team.
You say?
Say it again?
You say he's 81?
81 years old.
Wow.
Hey, Pearly, and we're going to continue talking baseball, and we're going to get into basketball. I just want to update you. Taking us home today, Rich Eisen, all right? Big update. Rich Eisen just got a breaking story 23 minutes ago, and you know what he said? Something's up in Dallas. You might be onto something, Pearly.
He spoke to me, fired, man. He probably called. I don't know. Definitely called me every once in a while.
Fired.
I'm thinking that something may be brewing because guess what? Mike McCarthy went on record, and I quote, said, and this is crazy, all right? He goes and he says on record that Jerry Jones and him talk. Jerry loves him. Jerry wants him to coach the Cowboys as long as Landry did. You all forget Jerry fired Landry on the golf course, eh?
So the question is, as long as Landry did, or as long as Landry did while he was older? That's the question.
No, man.
Fired.
I think there may be something brewing there, Pearly. You may be on to something, bro.
Dan Quinn, listen, welcome to the new head coach of Dallas Cowboys.
Dan Quinn is not going to turn down the opportunity to be a head coach that promised on something. And exactly. I think it's more than money.
And you know when Jerry wants to get it, you know when Jerry wants to get a deal done, the deal gets done.
Dan Quinn turned a head coaching job, came back to Dallas. Weird. Because you make twice as much money as a head coach as your defensive coordinator. I don't care where you're at. And what? He's not Dan Quinn's a proven head coach. Proven defensive coordinator. Of course.
But you got to listen to what Quinn is saying. He's saying stuff like, I have unfinished business with the Cowboys. We have to win a Super Bowl. I have unfinished business here.
Right. Not the Cowboys.
My unfinished business we is, have unfinished, I'm not the head coach.
Right. Not, hey, I'm going to work on my defense. Nothing defense specific. It's all inclusive of the team.
Yeah.
Head coach.
And the point about it is, it's because of him, Dallas were where they were. And because of him, Dallas was in that game the other day because of his defense. So I see it coming.
But before we move on to NBA, I just want to say.
Because if you look, let's catch up, Peter. If you look, Dallas. 30% of Dallas scoring was off of defensive turnovers and defensive scoring. That tells you the job that brother did.
Listen, if you have to, real quick, let me just interject this. That team has been playing for Quinn for a long time. If you watch, but you all may not do because you don't watch the Cowboys in depth like I do. And you know, I watch them walk off the field, the post-game conferences and all of that, pressers and everything. Quinn stands outside that locker room. And to a man, welcomes every Cowboy into that locker room, and every one of them comes running like a young puppy dog, you know what I mean, to impress their master, running straight up there to Prescott. This is a long time not been McCarthy's team. McCarthy's a figurehead coach. Jerry Jones calls the practice schedule. Jerry Jones calls the media schedule. He calls all of that. Jerry calls all of them shots. McCarthy's a token head coach, and I'm thinking Jerry realizes he's not going to go another season with a defensive plan off the charts like Quinn will probably have him playing and allow him to test the market. He's going to end up with a job. So I think he's promised him the job one way or another. Things go haywire. He might just outright fire McCarthy now and replace him with Quinn. If that doesn't happen, season starts and it gets off to a rocky start.
Bold
McCarthy's
prediction.
Gone. Quinn's
out. Bold prediction. Dan Quinn will be the head coach to the Dallas Cowboys come September kickoff Sunday.
I think come the end of this month, possibly, because if you say, okay, well, you hang in there, buddy. You know, if McCarthy fails, then we got you. But the hell with you. I can go become a head coach today. I don't need you.
If they do pull the trigger, it makes sense. And I'm tending to lean to agree with both of you that it might happen sooner rather than later, especially with your summation, Pearly. Because the draft is coming up, and if he's going to eventually be the head coach of the team, he's going to want to buy some of the groceries. He's going to finish off the defense and add to the offensive side of the ball, too, in whichever direction they go. And he'll probably want to huddle with Will Clay and Stephen Jones and get that in. So, you know, they let McCarthy's top assistant go. They let his boy Philbin go, who's the offensive line coach. There's nobody there that McCarthy brought in.
Philbin, the former Dolphin head coach?
Yeah.
Damn.
So all of his homeboys we brought in on that coaching team of his, gone. He's the last man standing. He's the last of the Mohicans. You all right. He might not make the weekend.
That was absolutely insane. Yesterday, the day before that, when Frank Wright got hired as the new coach of the Panthers.
Well, we were about to get to that.
Well, I heard that the organization wanted Wilts to stay as defensive coordinator. So you would say, why would he stay? Right? Well, why would he stay? And the other thing is,
they make an offer.
How much you can't pay more than the head coach. So how does that work out? Because if you pay him more than the head coach, what does it say about your head coach? See, there's politics here.
And he's getting paid, bro. He's getting paid.
Yeah. But same thing with Mike McCarthy, is politics. If a situation where, well, you know, Dan Quinn hang out, if McCarthy screws up, you're the head coach. Because I don't want to be a part of that. You know, I don't want to be a part of that. Yeah. You know, I'll leave. You know, I don't want to be that. Now, something else, I did a review. I had a couple of days off. So I did a review of the Dolphins season, Earl. And a couple things stand out. One, it's very encouraging that the offense played that well in year one. Because remember, this is the first year of this system, right? They did extremely well, which means, usually, right, that year two is better than year one.
Yes.
Okay, so imagine year two is going to be like with the Penguin and the Cheetah.
And a healthy Tua.
Hopefully,
and Tua, who's in concussion protocol and he can't play in the Pro Bowl. Dolphins.
Right. That's scary.
Hold on.
I had a Dolphins in concussion protocol all offseason. That's what hold I hear.
Yes. No, hold on. That is not that he cannot play. He is in a deliberate, progressive protocol.
You can't even it slowly. Say it.
They're taking it slow and making sure it's right. He don't have to play in that game, so why do it?
He need to wear. Need to start wearing a helmet. That's what I hear all the time.
It ain't worth it. So let him rest.
Bubble
get
boy,
healthy,
huh?
And let's see what happens.
Will he be ready for training camp? He can skip OTAs. Will he be ready for training camp?
He'll be ready for training camp.
Then you're ready to go. Taking it slow is the right thing to do. But Gelsecki, I think, is a free agent. There's some good tight end for this draft. Tight end out of Notre Dame is ridiculous. If y'all could swing a deal to get him, that would be fantastic. He's an upgrade over Gelsecki.
You mean the tight end of the Notre Dame? Beast.
Yeah.
Beast. Absolute
and
beast.
If you don't get him, get the 270-pound, 6'6" fella out of Georgia because he can run block and he's developing as a pass receiver. So you could get him because you like to run the football. So 230-pound tight ends don't really fit the deal. But you get a big 270-pound tight end. That's another tackle. I mean, he's not Kelsey, but you don't need a Kelsey. You need a guy who's going to be your third option in a passing game.
So, Basically, the fourth option, not the third.
So you don't need the Notre Dame tight end. I mean, if he falls, which I think he can fall to the bottom of the first, top of the second. If he falls, you great, but you don't need that. You can just draft, you know, the big fella out of Georgia and just keep on rolling, you know.
You know, some people think I'm nuts, but I spend all day watching the combines. I can't wait.
Me too.
You watch the combines ain't on today, though. They come up in April, bro. What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know. I said people think I'm nuts. I said, but I spend a lot of time watching the combines.
Oh, you mean the old ones?
Traditionally.
Oh, you mean when they come on? Year, when they come on? Okay. I didn't hear totally what you said.
Keep up here.
I'm guilty as charged too with that. The headphone broke up. Yeah, but I watch me some combines too. Once I get over the dudes in the tights for the first like 2 minutes, and then like, all right, whatever. But I cannot watch the defensive tackles run. I cannot. It's too obscene. It looks like meat from the grocery section running. It's nasty.
We got
free agency.
I like to watch the running backs, the secondary, and the wide receivers to the 40. Oh, I love that.
Peter watches offensive linemen and quarterbacks.
I like the receivers with the catching drill where they got to run across the field. The ball's coming from different directions. The quarterback drills, watch the footwork. Because you're like, you know, how good, how much. Because I remember Zach Wilson's pro day. He came out through this amazing pass. That's where, like, that's our guy. You're like, are you insane? Like, you better be BYU.
Yeah,
you
but
know,
that's...
Like, look at what... Look at what Fields can do. Look at what
A lot of coaches fall under the combine and can't get off it. You know, when they realize it's a bad pick, they go down with it. Sometimes they even get fired. So it's going to be interesting to see how the draft goes. But listen, speaking of the NBA, we got some NBA trade deadline news coming up. Apparently, there's several bigs available at the trade deadline. All right, the prize. Obviously, is Miles Turner. And of course, Purdy, guess who is the top team linked to Miles Turner still? The Los Angeles Lakers.
My Los Angeles Lakers.
My Los Angeles Lakers.
Oh, wait, hold on, hold on. You hold on, hold on. So are you coming out of the self-imposed exile?
No. I'm still watching from a distance, but I can still say that's my Lakers. I've come.
Because I see
Hold on, I've come.
Your new love, them getting brought down to earth.
No.
Maranta Ferrian.
Listen, I'm still a Maranta Ferrian. That's still my favorite player. But I'll just tell you, I've come down several rungs from the tower that I've put myself in supposed exile on. I'm no longer up at the top of the tower. I'm midway down, maybe even exiting the tower to look from a closer distance.
Gotcha.
Only because of the return of AD and the addition of Rui Hachimura.
As much as I dislike him, as much as I can't stand him, as much as I can't wait for him to get the hell off of my team.
Yeah, LeBron, you've been playing good.
Playing some good ball.
He's been playing good. I ain't going to run from it. I said it on the show a couple of times.
Gary in the team, well, the team knows. And if AD comes back, I'll be not tomorrow.
But AD came back on Wednesday night, 21 and 12 in 27 minutes.
He looked pretty good, but he comes back in full force. But
he had four blocks, too. I think if they go with AD, Thomas Bryant, LeBron, or Richie Hachimura, put LeBron at the two and somebody at the point, you're good to go.
Schroeder.
Yeah, Schroeder at the point. And Westbrook and that crew off the bench. But I still hear the Lakers still in the market for Bogdan Bojanovic from the Pistons, and that'll provide the shooting that they need. And also, another one that keeps popping up that could be had for those draft picks is Zach LaVine, because I hear he's completely disgruntled in Chicago. And all of a sudden you make those moves, you know, you're a contender. And if you look at the standings in the West, the Lakers are in the 12th spot, but they're only like 2.5 games out of the 4th spot. You feel me?
They're in the 13th spot, so they're 11 games out. But if you look at it, you got Utah 10, or they're a game behind Utah, a game and a half behind.
That's what I'm saying, Pearly. Look at it. Look at the standings.
They're only 2.5 behind Dallas, who in 6th place.
Correct. And if you look at all the way up at, give me a second, Sacramento. Sacramento is 27 and 20. The Lakers are 23 and 26. They're only 4 games.
Lakers.
You know, I mean.
5 games behind them.
Which is doable, and that's the number 3 spot. So you can't tell me at 26 and 23, the Clippers 27 and 24, the Mavs 26 and 24, the Suns 25 and 25, and the Warriors 24 and 24 can't be caught by the Lakers if they go on a little streak. They're right there. They're not too far out of contention. But they need to make some more additions. But I think they need to maximize Thomas Bryant being a beast down there. That'll just let AD play that finesse game that he likes to play and kill punks.
Yeah. You're right.
Listen. I don't care See, that's the funny thing, right? I believe this mystery dolphin texting in and not calling in, trying to give me Laker flock. I could be persona non grata in Lakerland. So if he could still slide, I could still slide. Mic drop. That's fair enough, right, Pearly?
That's fair enough. I'll keep you in check now. I can keep you in check.
Yeah, but see, you can't tell me my privilege is revoked. I'm already proven to you that I'm a very privileged and entitled longtime Laker fan. Look how I carry on. So there you go. Mute point again.
We don't have to tell the public about some of the behind-the-scenes conversation you and I have had to make sure you get to this level. We won't talk about that.
And then, you know, we won't let them know that, you know, after those conversations, you knew that I was ordained from Dr. Bustan. Just like Mafia. Just go way back. Yeah. I've been in the family long.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
We still got Peter to be Louis Peter.
I had to pick up the purple phone and write out some things. Yeah.
Is Peter still there to be Louis Peter? Peter just faded. Did his battery die or something?
I don't know. He's been making this a habit, you know.
Like you do a good break or two and then battery dead. Phone gone.
You know, like them fellas who go check that gal, you only stay 2-3 minutes, tell him to come right back because she don't see you about the next week.
Yeah, boy, I tell you. Yeah. You got, so for Miles Turner, the Lakers, the Clippers, the Mavericks, the Raptors, and Golden State Warriors are candidates. And apparently the honeymoon's over in Atlanta. John Collins. He's out of there.
Yeah.
They're ready to trade him. So it looks like the front runners for that are Phoenix, Washington, Utah, New Orleans. Cleveland, and Dallas. And then, of course, Poto, the center from the Spurs, he's available. He could be pried away. The Boston Celtics are the front runners for him, along with the Raptors. And apparently the Lakers, the Warriors, and the Clippers are also contenders to pry him away. The Lakers go big. I've long said Miles Turner is the guy we need to pull away. That's the guy we need to go for. That's the guy we need to get if we try to make a trade. So we'll see. Do we get Peter back or? I heard some noise, so I thought that was Peter. All right, Pearly.
That's that dude with Chip and I who's posture, that big rig making a noise almost every day.
Oh, okay. Well, we got a little update. Mahomes is going to play on Sunday. So it should be quite a game. Should be quite a game. I'd like to see, you know, those two go at it full strength. I think it should be a good showdown. And I think the defense from Kansas City popping off already is going to make things a little hot, because I think Joe Burrow going to come there and try to put some points on him.
Yeah. But one of the things we keep forgetting, those sacks. We'll see.
Huh?
I don't know. We'll see. I just don't know. I just think that Kansas City defensive line is a lot stronger than the Cincinnati offensive line. It's a little different who they're playing now.
Yeah, it is a lot different. Cincinnati, and I know you talk about Cincinnati's O-line being injured, but they got the next man up scenario going, and it's been working, so let's see. Something's going to happen. Something's going to break in that game. Now, as far as the 49ers and the Eagles go, I think that's going to just be a slobber knocker, just a punch fest. Or the Eagles take the back end off of the 49ers defense and beat the brakes off of them.
And that's what probably is going to happen. That's probably what's going to happen.
Too much A.J. Brown, too much Devontae Smith, too much Dallas Goedert, getting the running backs involved. Yeah. If they go like that and attack that back end hard, and Goddard's a tight end that could do it, all right? He's one of them who could work that middle of that seam and open up that field deep down. It hurts, adds the dynamic of running. So let's see. He's going to keep Fred one or more honest to make sure he don't take off running. So now that's going to open up Goddard and the middle of the field. So we'll see where that goes. Hey, now, Pearly, you see? This mystery text, I can let you deal with them. Naughty Pearl sounding a little suspect. He letting you slide too much. Now, his card about to get revoked, too, if he don't shape up. And no, this not Mystery Dolphin. This just a real Laker. No, well, you're a real glutton for punishment, then. You sound like you's a real... You sound like you's a real bronsexual. That fronting like you was a Laker because LeBron there. Because anybody could Google George Mikan.
Unless he's been in 61 or higher, unless he's been pulling for the Lakers more than 50 years, please don't have much to say, brother. I respect your opinion. I know why I'm allowing Naughty to slide back in.
Because I am a real Laker.
Belief in the Lakers. I know the way Naughty feel about the Lakers. And I know how much he feel about LeBron. I'm the type of person, I just will grit my teeth and bear it, but he's the type of person that's going to say, man, I can't hang around there yet. No. So that's the difference.
Now, if Brady show up in Miami for the Dolphins next year, the role of Naughty and the layout of LeBron and the Lakers would be played by who? Pearly and the Dolphins?
Yes, because I'd be very upset. I'd be very upset.
Okay, so a lot of people told me after we made that analogy on the show, Pearly, like, Naughty, I get your LeBron analogy now, yeah, because I's a Dolphin. If Brady show up, I bet you I ain't watching.
I'd be pissed. I would not be. I'd be so upset. Great. Oh, no, man. You telling me that now got my stomach upset.
But, yeah. I mean, that's just because how certain people
It's not so much that he's becoming a Dolphin that I can't bear. Because I can bear through that. It's the people like the Kirk Noses and the Carlisle Battles and people like them who are going to be trying to jump on board a Dolphin because of Brady. That's where I have an issue.
Name you call Carlisle?
Oh, hardcore Brady. Brady, man. Love Brady to death.
Yeah, I mean, you can tell when they start watching football, right?
But Kirk older than me. And Kirk talking about, I think since Brady retired, I'll go back to the Patriots.
What? But guess what? He could go back because maybe he need to work it out because I hear the Patriots got some dissension going on. But I hear the Patriots talked with Belichick. Said Belichick did it his way and caused the season to be a problem and brought in Joe Judge and ended up having to fire him and Matt Patricia wasn't the answer to offensive coordinator.
And your Eastern Road boys, but he hosed them.
I telling you, boy. That right there. That right there. I'm going to tell you now, right there, that went off the radar right there, Pearly. He sold them out, man. That Belichick is old, Dolph, stiff lord. That's what he is.
Yes, he is. And very much so.
I think that's for multiple reasons. Either he wants out in New England, or he's just a total micromanager. He got to control everything.
I think it's a little of both. I think because he can't be the micromanager he wants to be. I think that, and he realizes that New England ain't going nowhere, especially with that quarterback.
But you can imagine what he could do in Dallas with that defense. And I like Dan Quinn, but my God, the stiff lord will get it done for us. But I ain't gonna lie.
I don't see him becoming a coordinator anywhere.
No, I mean head coach, and he could come and bring the cheat codes too, and teach us how to drill, keep the tape, and the spy, the footage, and all of that. Yeah, man, let's do it. I don't care.
He can teach you that. He can come as a security consultant.
Yeah, come in and all of a sudden you see Dallas Star just been it. Just
yeah. And you see me beating the crap out of you in Miami when we go to the Dallas game next season.
Not a day like
you. Because he already get the secret.
We could beat the brakes off you all next year, but
We got to organize that. If you want to make sure we got a good group of people going, you know.
Yeah, man, we got to get a good contingency plan going. But listen, we got to get to the break. And we'll just go over real quick the weekend games. We did it yesterday. We'll do it again today. I like Cincinnati. I'm going to ride with Joe Burrow in this one. I like Cincinnati to get it done. You like Kansas City. I don't know. That Eagle 49er game, I can't call that one, man. That's a coin flip.
I can't call it either. I can't call it. I'd say this much. If Hurts is healthy, yeah.
All right, but
I'll be
honest with you. I got to put it like this. I got to stay in the division. I hate to do this, but the 49ers can't get six before the Cowboys. And for all them 49ers, including McCuz, Megaton, and the crew, you all need to come to the Losers Lounge. So we'll set it up for you all to get into the Losers Lounge. We'll put your bottles on ice now. Yeah, I think we got a Cincinnati-Philadelphia Super Bowl, and I like the Bengals to get it done with Joe Burrow, because like I said, they're about to make him the new face of the league. But we can talk about that next week.
I'll do this. Kansas City 49ers Super Bowl with Kansas City.
Not a bad prediction at all. So we'll go to the break. Right. Flip side of the break. We got Rich Eisen taking us home with his take on the situation in Dallas. Something is brewing. It dropped about 27 minutes ago. So Eisen's got an update for you, and there's something brewing in Dallas. And if Eisen says something's going on, you know Rich got his ear to the ground. Something's going on. So for Pearly, for Peter, and everybody who chimed in, great stuff today on the Friday edition of Talking Heads. Godspeed Life. We'll see you Monday. Enjoy your weekend. Enjoy your football weekend. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can't be good at it. Pearly, I appreciate you. I'll see you Monday, brother.
January sale has begun, and you don't want to miss out on one of the greatest savings events of the year. 25% off shoes, bags, accessories, and clothing in either of our John's Shoe Stores or John's Fast Fashion Clothing Stores. 10% off Timberland brand products. 15% off Sperry Footwear. And don't forget our nursing and hospitality uniform store, John's Carewear, which is also 25% off everything. Whatever your footwear needs, come into John's. Palmdale or Carmichael Road. January 24th through 31st to start the new year off right. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Refined style with elegant taste. The fine threads is your place. If you want those slacks hemmed or just taking the waist, then fine threads is your place. If you want to look suave and debonair everywhere you go, like you're supposed to be in a video. Want to step out and look great? Then fine threads is your place. Refined style with elegant taste. Then fine threads is your place. Is your place. Is your place.
Flavor alert! The Dunkin' Maple Sugar Bacon Breakfast Sandwich is the perfect blend of maple and smoked bacon in every bite. Enjoy a fluffy egg, melted Swiss cheese, sugar smoked bacon, all stacked on a warm, flaky croissant. Make it a combo with lightly seasoned hash browns and your favorite freshly brewed Dunkin' coffee. Tap into maple flavor today at Dunkin'. The Bahamas runs on Dunkin'.
Here we go. Jay. Johnson Insurance agents are the best. Reliable service, we've been on the scene, protecting since 1919. J.J.S. Johnson Insurance has the best.
Island Games.
We're paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy, and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we put in Bahamian's voice, guaranteed to pay
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games,
we can make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Young cast, last.
Now, last year, I was like, okay, so he just wasn't into these other opportunities and he pulled back. And if you recall, we had Mike McCarthy on this program after Quinn stayed. Mm-hmm. Then after everything played out with that, and after a story appeared on DallasCowboys.com with a quote from Jerry Jones saying, coordinators like to stay with us because they all owning this team, they've got a shot at the real job, at the HC. And everyone's like, huh. So does that mean Mike McCarthy's on the hot seat? No. That does not mean that at all. And McCarthy even came on here and said he had to have a conversation with Jerry Jones about that and with Dan Quinn saying, come back. I'm cool with it. With the speculation being that you're sticking around for my job, since Jerry Jones pointed out that is a blueprint that is in the mind's eye of the assistants who stay. I mean, these are all facts uttered by the owner and placed on the internet by the team's own website. So for the second straight year, Dan Quinn sticking around?
Why not?
Come on. So he wants to see it through with Tank Lawrence?
Rick,
come on, man.
Being a head coach, there's so much more responsibility.
Dude, he interviewed for the second straight year. He went through the circuit for the second straight year. And he took time out for the second straight, for this time around, out of preparing for the 49ers he's interviewing because he was just dipping his toe in the pool again. My Spidey sense is going crazy about this one.
Why?
Why? Because something is up in Dallas. You know it, and I know it.
He's got a great gig. Maybe he's happy where he's at. He's enjoying what he's doing. No,
come on, man. He said he doesn't want to be a head coach in the NFL again. For two straight years, he's now checked it all out.
And so, what do you think he's being blackmailed? Jerry's got pictures or something?
Because he gets a sense. He could be the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. That's why. And okay. I don't know if he's gotten that sense from, I don't know what. I don't have an answer for that. I'm just telling you what everybody's thinking. My texts are blowing up. Why is he staying for a second straight year? To be a defensive coordinator when he used to be an HC, took a team to the Super Bowl, was up 28-3 in it. This is a damn good coach who, by the way, you should celebrate. You should be a Cowboy fan saying, why shouldn't he stay? I'm not saying you shouldn't celebrate. You got
And by no stretch of me, I don't think any Cowboy fans going, why is he staying? Like, we're all happy he's staying.
Of course not. You don't. Why would you sit there and think, why is he staying?
I didn't want the guy to go.
The 31 other teams are going, I think I know why he's staying. And certainly those who offered him the opportunity to interview for their head coaching job. And then before it all is up, he's like, yeah, I'm staying put. I mean, there's still jobs open. Now, he can get the sense he's not in the running for those gigs, and he's pulling back before he doesn't get them, and he's beating everyone to the punch, so he still has that feel about him as being wanted elsewhere. That could be it, too. But, man, I just laid out for you how it all was set up last year. And McCarthy did do a good job this year. Little on the line, losing his quarterback for five games. He did a really good job. But why is Dan Quinn sticking around there? My Spidey sense is going off. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, Peter Parker.
It's just going off like haywire. It's going crazy. Catch the Rich Eisen Show every single day on the Roku channel, 12 to 3 Eastern, for free.
Young cars, last, now everybody go to breakfast.